Well, if you think you've heard the last public radio story about the invasive Asian carp, think again. The species has been a problem in the U.S. for decades, and it isn't going away. The federal government has focused most of its work on keeping the carp out of the Great Lakes to protect the region's multi-billion dollar fishing industry. But the fish have also started showing up in states as far south as Tennessee. Jay Shaw from member station WPLN reports the state's wildlife agency has its own plan to keep the carp contained.
Even the tiniest noise can startle the silver carp, causing it to jump 6 or 8 feet into the air. That's why the bow fishermen at this night tournament on a lake at the Tennessee-Kentucky border are keeping a low profile. They rely on ambient light from the moon and a quiet electric motor to get close to the carp. Then they pull back the arrow on their bow and... The carp tend to be black, white, and gray, so the only thing the fishermen can see at night are the fish's white lips.
They will be just swimming around right underneath the water's edge, and they'll be opening that big mouth. It looks like you're coming up on a 5-gallon bucket that's under the water.
That's Dustin Apple. He's been bow fishing for nearly 3 decades, and for the tournament, he's going after the 4 types of Asian carp: grass, black, silver, and big head.
Just kind of hit them wherever you can. Once it's in there, whether it's 8 pounds or 80 pounds, it's a pretty good fight. They run hard and they pull hard, and you can wear yourself out a night shooting big hits.
Asian carp were introduced to the U.S. in the 1960s and 70s to control algae blooms and parasites in fish farms. But some carp escaped and made their way into the Mississippi River Delta in the late 80s and early 90s. From there, they slowly migrated into Tennessee waters. Joe Nichols hosts fishing tournaments like the bow fishing one on a regular basis. He's seen firsthand the damage Asian carp can do.
Over 18 years of me doing this, I've seen them evolve. It's like a plague. I hate to say it that way, but that's literally how it is for our water systems.
The carp are aggressive growers. They eat the plankton that's at the bottom of the food chain for many native species. When they move in, they pretty much starve out the other fish in the ecosystem. They're also a threat to boaters. They can weigh up to 60 pounds, and when they jump, they can hurt passengers, skiers, and damage equipment. So Tennessee's Wildlife Resources Agency, the TWRA, is trying to control the Asian carp population. They're taking advantage of a growing commercial fishing industry that harvests the carp to turn into fertilizer.
It was only 3-4 years ago they were harvesting fish in the tens of thousands of pounds a year. And then soon it was hundreds of thousands of pounds a year. Now they're talking millions, you know, getting over 1 million, 2 million.
That's Frank Fix, chief of fisheries for the TWRA. He says the agency will spend $500,000 to develop new markets for the carp beyond fertilizer, like getting more of them into restaurants. But all this would do is keep the population down. Keeping it from spreading is a different challenge. Fix says Tennessee and Kentucky are working with the federal government test out new technology to keep the carp contained.
They're bringing in sound barriers to test at the Barkley Dam to see if we can keep fish from coming in. And if that's successful, then we have a tool that we can use strategically throughout the whole basin.
The sound barrier plays loud noises and scares the fish away from dam locks, keeping them from moving further into the river system. All of these efforts, the new technology, the harvest incentives, and the fishing tournaments, will get expensive. And because the Asian carp problem is considerably worse in some northern states, that's where the federal government has focused most of its attention. Mike Butler is the CEO of Tennessee Wildlife Federation, a nonprofit conservation group. He says there needs to be a discussion about how the U.S. government distributes aid.
In terms of federal funding to address this, Illinois gets most of the money to address Asian carp, and they've got a pretty significant challenge trying to keep them out of the Great Lakes. Now, I think that moving forward, there's got to be some support given to the southeastern states that are dealing with this challenge, like Kentucky and Tennessee and some others.
Congress recently passed a bill with about $11 million to manage the carp population, but it's unclear how much of that goes to states in the south. And even with the funding, the problem for states like Tennessee is not going to be solved quickly.
Oh, here we go!
Hit the cameraman! Nailed me right in the back.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
Back at the tournament, boats and fishermen came back from the lake with their haul, about 17,000 pounds of carp. But that's just a drop in the bucket, not enough to make a dent in the overall population of Asian carp in Tennessee. As for now, all the state officials and fishermen can do is hold the line and keep the problem from getting worse. For Here and Now, I'm Jay Shaw.